I was gonna invite you, but all right. So we're back.
Oh yeah, you hear that nature in the background?
What the fuck sounds fake, huh?
It does, but
good girl.
All these fucking
girls. We got my homegirl Laika here. Great animal.
Beautiful baby.
We got the Pebble or the Lonely Boys.
Half the Lonely Boys
is here.
I was gonna say
the Pet Boys.
Pet Boys?
The Pet Boys. But
better than those guys.
You know, we're out here, we're just rolling up tree. It looks like some all right.
That's the one I grew.
Yeah? This is good weed.
Sorry.
Yeah. Alright.
A little smoky. But you're recording now? Alright. Debate. So I think double stuffed Oreos are the best. They're not too much icing, not too little icing. Better than the originals and better than the mega stuff.
Drop it.
Debate.
What do you think?
I don't know.
You're not an Oreo kind of
fan. I don't really care for the Oreos.
You don't like Oreos?
I mean, I do, but like, I just eat them.
I do that too, but I am a connoisseur. I like double stuff.
Yeah?
It's probably the best. Single stuff? Alright. Mega stuff? Yeah. Kind of gross, actually.
Right.
What do you think? I said double stuff was the best Oreo. I don't really like mega stuff and the original.
Honestly,
sorry.
I don't like the thin stuff.
The thin stuff? The thin ones?
Because like, they're like chips, but like you still get the whole Oreo.
I don't think I've ever tried those actually.
They're gross.
They're gross? They're
horrible. Yeah.
And also, it takes half the time to milk it when you dip it. Like, you want to get like half soggy, but like not too much.
So
soggy.
The cookie's also thin though.
It's too hot.
I mean, everything's all thin.
My legs are burning.
I know you were hurt on the thin one. Maybe the ratio is perfect to double stuff, though. Is just the cookies thinner?
I feel like shit.
You feel like shit?
Yeah, definitely. Right,
tell us about your time yesterday.
Definitely got a shower.
With the go-go dancers and stuff?
Yeah, big booty bitches was there. It was fucking lit. Working it was fucking pussy just popping, locking, dropping everywhere, bro. It was
bro,
so.
There was a moment where there was like pussy in my face.
And he was just like, yeah, he was just like.
And Jose was on none. Jose was on none.
And
Jose's like, I think I'm gay.
Yeah. Nah, fucking. It wasn't a go-go party. Honestly, it was just lit. We're at this little function down in Santa Cruz. Mm-hmm. Well, there was cocaine. There was arguing. There was alcohol.
It's the best parties.
Yeah, there was... those are actually the best parties. Yeah, facts. And then what else was there? There was...
Can you even videotape any of this?
There was the ocean. The ocean was there.
Mm-hmm. The ocean was across the street.
Yeah, that was fun, yeah.
That's tight. You guys went down there?
No.
I did.
He did.
Who did?
Yeah, I looked at it from the balcony, though. I had a great time from the balcony. It was lit.
You got enough snaps from the balcony.
Fuck yeah, I did. Did you check out the IG story?
No.
Fire.
I think I did, actually. I thought you went to the beach.
Nah. I just looked at it. Like I said, I just looked at the beach. Everybody like, let's go to the beach. I'm like, nah. I'm like, I'll just look at it from here, though.
You guys have fun.
I've been in Santa Cruz for how long, so it's like, why do I need to go to the beach? I'm already here.
Bro, I live in Santa Cruz, hella, and I never went to the beach.
Never went to the beach?
I've gone, like, you know, the first couple times, but after that, it's like, I gotta go bowling.
You're fucking wild. You know, everything's hella open over there. Like, you can hella eat in and damn near any restaurant over there. Like, everything's open.
Have you already had burger?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Pretty
I
good.
I like the fatty.
Yep.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, pretty fire.
The double grilled cheese.
See, my boy's out here working right now, too.
He got the weekend?
Mm-hmm. He works weekends and fucking during the week. But he's an actual PG&E tree trimmer, like, person. Oh. Like, yeah.
You guys meet up or what?
What, the Raiders just won?
Did they?
Yeah. 16-6.
Oh, my friend needed that too. I think.
There's for real. Parlay or something. What is he? Was he betting?
Yeah, parlay.
Yeah.
So you have to choose how we're doing. We're just talking about that. So they must be juice.
Mm-hmm.
The phones over there charging. I'm thinking about betting, bro. You guys be making money just on Instagram, niggas.
Honestly, all you gotta do is just get hella good at gambling.
Nah, bro. Just find an Instagram nigga that's good at gambling and telling you all the answers.
Right.
It's literally it. Is this shit still on?
Yeah.
Why, are you on Instagram?
Yeah, I'm on the gram, yeah. Bro, I've been on my phone news? For like days.
Can you give us some good news or something? Or some good current events?
I'll give you some current events. There's bad women everywhere. Fucking love it. Nah, but let's see.
What's the high point of the party or what? What happened?
There was a lot of arguing.
Hey, funny, my cousin went to that same party you're talking about.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know. I just seen his snaps.
Was it lit?
Slide, but I was at another party. So.
Was it lit last night for you? Or what?
It was pretty cool. Sigh.
Where'd you go?
Bro, Santa Cruz gets lit. I don't know why you left Santa Cruz.
We were in Aptos.
Aptos? Where is that? Next to Santa Cruz?
Mm-hmm, before Watsonville.
Oh, before, right. Was it say, but yeah, Santa Cruz downtown gets lit.
Mm-hmm.
But then there also be parties. But I don't go there anymore, so. Oh, I don't know anybody.
Fucking oh, no. Zachary.
Fucking Laika. That was Laika's fault.
She's like, oops.
Laika. She already knows. Cause
it's look at her, yeah. Get your toy.
He knows.
She's so like, I'm sorry.
Just get out of here, Laika.
Yeah,
get
out of here. Yeah, just go. She's like, but my toy, bruh. She's like, nigga, I'm sorry, look.
She knows.
Fucking idiot. No, it's fine.
Because Jeremy Shepard's a hella smart.
She's a good girl.
Yeah.
Like, I could tell, like, she's just hella smart. Like, she's just hella conscious of shit. She's like a step down from, like, a baby.
Look,
like, you know, like, you know what? She's probably smarter than a baby.
What's that thing that they, like, check, animals' intelligence, and they get smarter and faster than babies.
Oh, really?
But at just a certain point, babies just start getting a little smarter than animals. But I guess, like, a puppy gets way smarter than a...
Quicker.
Yeah, quicker. Or, like, a monkey or something like that.
She seems hella cool, dude. How long have you had her?
4 years.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, so, like...
I thought she was, like, four, you know?
Yeah.
I said 3 or 4, something like that, 2 or 3.
You had her since she was a puppy?
Yeah.
You guys raised her good. Like, I have a couple other buddies who have German Shepherds, and like,
I try to make her like a family dog. Yeah, I just try to make her.
They're hard to raise too, bro. They're not easy.
They're either really energetic, disobedient, or like
she's kind of disobedient sometimes.
But you know, she's able to.
She does what she wants, kind of like, you know what I mean, like.
But she's chill about it.
Right? Yeah. Until he's like, stop it, and then she'll stop. But like,
she'll stop.
But, like, bro, when we get in the water, she doesn't fuck with it. Like,
No.
But, like, when we try diving off the board, she'll, like, try to, like...
She's like, don't do it.
Yeah, but, like, it's hella lit.
Don't do it. They
should have jumped in there.
Yeah, like, once she's in the water, she's not necessarily cool, but she's like, okay, we're all in here together. Like, you know what I mean? But, like, don't get close to her, though. When she's swimming, she'll scratch the shit out of you.
Yeah,
with the...
Ah! Yeah.
Did you use that doggy paddle?
Man, I'll
cut your cornea out or something?
I want a border collie.
Yeah, full like fucking yesterday we were at this little function thing.
Aren't they like,
and this guy came through with his Rottweilers, and they were underfed. Like so bad, bro. It was horrible. We were fucking
The second you saw them, you were like, damn, I should give you some.
Yeah, as soon as you touch them, you're like, oh shit. You're like, what the fuck?
They're what?
Rottweilers, right? Yeah, they were like grown though, like at least 5 and up. Like, yeah.
Like a Rottweiler should be like like
beefy,
like
beefy.
These things were under 100 for sure.
And I was just like, damn, bro. And I was eating hella food and shit. And then they're all just like this.
You didn't give him some?
Yeah, of course. But still, it's like.
Yeah, but then we were comparing it to her, and like he was eating the fries, and she really didn't give him.
She was just like, and I'm like, that's how you know this is a well taken care of dog. She has her house. She has her fucking food. She has her water. Right? She runs around. Yeah,
she doesn't even grab anything.
Yeah, she's not hungry.
She's grabbed some stuff from my hand before, but
she knows better.
Yeah, now she does it. She just waits till I drop it on the ground. She doesn't wait until I drop it on the ground.
Because she's a good girl.
Yeah, fucking. So we were, I was just like, I was just comparing her size to them. And I was just like, man, that's crazy. They're as big and as tall and as long as her. But like.
Yeah, like it's supposed to be a kind of
weight is not there.
You know what I've hella heard? Is like at the back of like the head of dogs, like if they have like a little lump right here, it means like their brain's hella big.
Really?
Yeah, and she has one. And the same with my.
Yeah, she's hella smart.
My cousin's dog is a Labradoodle.
Hi.
She's got a big, big old bone.
I think the hardest trick I taught her was speak. That was pretty hard.
Yeah?
Speak.
To get her vocalized. What are you doing, girl?
But yeah, she knows like the basic stuff.
Yeah, like I said though, if somebody was actually violently trying to hurt you, she would for sure stop them niggas, bro. Like,
yeah, probably. Dude,
she would fuck them niggas up.
She would fuck them.
She would fuck them
like,
niggas up.
The way she was putting on tug of war, I was like, shit, like she's good about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, let her get scared about you, blood, it's a wrap.
No, yeah, it's
she's gonna kill something.
No,
it's
no,
a wrap.
Not even that. Like if she was like concerned for him.
That's why I said she's scared for him. Like, she's scared about him. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
okay, I got you. Misinterpreted that.
Yeah, like, you know, she's gonna fuck you up. For
anybody
sure.
Anybody who puts hands on you, like, she's probably gonna.
I know, she'd be trying to protect me from other dogs. It's hella funny. But,
She likes. Does she play good with other dogs?
Yeah.
Oh, that one time that other dog came in, they were cool.
There's been dogs, but, she, like, if it's a random dog, she'll try to protect me. But I've been trying to teach her not to.
Yeah, just be cool and friendly and just walk with you and shit.
Yeah, I've been walking in front of her to show her that I'm protecting her.
Yeah,
you know?
Right, yeah.
So,
she's so good. So good.
We made dogs, right?
You know what? Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
That's
but
crazy.
They really don't know how they came about.
No, but...
They know they're related to wolves.
Wolves, interbreded fucking wolves, all dog-like animals, and we killed off all the stupid, ugly, and retarded ones.
Yeah.
Honestly. And then we just fucking kept all the strong ones, and then we kept making interbreds with those, with the old ones, and then fucking mutations come about naturally over time, and then different color shapes and sizes came about.
You know, cows, like, originally didn't produce as much as, like, milk.
I heard we made cows, too. From oxen and something else.
We did. Entirely. Cow is...
Was this on?
Natural animal.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Yeah, but they've been doing a study with these foxes.
I almost hit one the other day, fool.
That they've been trying to breed them to, like, show how dogs became domesticated or wolves became...
The Vikings did that shit, though. So we don't really know. Like, the Vikings for sure did that shit.
But apparently that the foxes started breeding the ones that were nice to humans.
Really?
And killing off the ones that weren't.
Yeah.
They just started breeding the ones that were nice, until eventually their ears started getting floppy, which isn't like foxes.
Yeah.
So their ears started getting floppy. They started getting weird colors, and then they started breeding the weird colors with that, and the floppy-eared ones with the floppy-eared ones, and eventually they started getting foxes that don't even look like foxes.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently that's how weird breeds like fucking Chihuahuas and fucking... Because they're all related to wolves. Can't really, like, it's crazy
you
to
know,
think that a
you know how much smarter she is too. She's not tiring herself out by growling at
I know.
You, which is more air to fucking pump
but also
out
like the way she
chest.
Positions herself,
yeah,
the way that she like sits down perfectly and is just like waiting there, like she's pulling hella
she's
weight.
she's using every inch of herself, even like not
because
growling at
girl.
You
look
to make sure
her,
that
God
she fucking
damn it fucking
has
beautiful
that
ass German Shepherd king shepherd
yeah. What's up? What's Mario's dog?
Just a regular German Shepherd.
They should fuck.
And, you know, I was...
Come on, they should fuck. Yeah, that'd be wet.
I'm trying to find a real King Shepherd, because then...
No, she's beautiful.
They
you
go for, like,
King
3K
Shepherd.
Or something like that.
For real?
Are you serious?
I
she's worth three
free.
Bands? Like
well,
it, let's go get in a car.
You got a puppy.
Come on, let's go get in a car. Like
a, you want a dog
thousand,
like this? Like
1,000 to 3K.
Yeah.
But,
I got
mine
that's
for
crazy.
Free, basically.
You got her for free?
Yeah, for Mario.
Oh, yeah, of course, on a love. It's wet.
She's so cute.
So she's your dog, though?
Yeah, she's my dog.
Like, they expect you to take care of her and hella shit, yeah, obviously.
Yeah, I buy her food.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Basically, yeah, Mari gave it to me for free. Their female dog just died. So I'm thinking about breeding her and giving them a female dog.
You should breed her and make money.
Yeah, but I'm also trying to give them a
dog.
Well,
obviously, yeah. Give them a dog, but everybody else... Make money off. But yeah, that's fucking... that fucking sucks. So yeah, you should for sure give him a little like a spawn.
Yeah, I want to give him a dog for a dog.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
They basically gave him for free. They charged me $100, but that was just for the food and.
Okay, so here's a good question. If we have decided to all dogs can fuck off, what do you think would happen? Do you think over time they would mutate to a different kind of color, species, animal?
Like a wild dog?
You mean sure. If like, dogs like were undomesticated? Like
if we just stopped, yeah.
They have right wild
now,
dogs.
Right
like
now,
African
all the dogs
dog.
That we have.
No, honestly, I think they would become like a predator for a lot of things.
They would.
They would just pack up.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
You
see yeah.
An African wild dog? They're like hella, they look hella weird.
Yeah, the dingoes.
Are they dingoes?
Yeah, they're called dingoes. There's a couple different ones.
But yeah, they have like weird ears and shit.
Big ones. Big ears, right?
Because they're
kind of small body.
Yeah. They're made for wild.
Yeah, bro, like every dog was made for something specific. I know boxers were made for people in Australia or like desert places because them niggas can run without food or water for like hours.
If I get a little dog,
yeah.
It'd be a boxer.
Boxers will run for fuck or walk They're for so fucking friendly. Like 300 some miles and then be like, okay, I'm thirsty. Like, yeah, them niggas can go for dumbass. That's why they're hella energetic. Yeah. Them niggas can just go. You know, that's what they were made for originally. I think they were made for, or people in the Wild West, right. Like, really used
top,
them, like, counties.
Top threes, right? Those are the top three dogs.
Top three dogs?
My
right.
Top three dogs oh. Is Cane Corso first.
Uh-huh.
Second would probably be, second would definitely be a Border Collie. Because I grew up with a couple of them. And then the third would be like a pit. Niggas are sauce. Mm.
Cool.
And that would be a gangery. I would say a pit over a German just because, like, pits are... I raised them.
I have to say King Shepherd first, you know?
You know what I'm saying? We got the King Shepherd right here.
Yeah, second probably... I've always liked the... What's those Target dogs? The French Bulldogs?
Oh, yeah.
Or like the ones from Next Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a French something.
Yeah, French something. French but, something. But those I always thought were hella cool.
Yeah, those are kind
of. And then third will be probably a boxer. I would kind of want a boxer. That'd be sick.
They're tall.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I feel like mine is probably like top and first and foremost. It's probably like a Border Collie.
Yeah.
I love Border Collies.
Yeah, they're smart.
Aren't they like the smartest?
They're the smartest. They're competing with like the poodle, but yeah, they're
yeah,
up there.
Second is the standard poodle.
Now,
like, not like the little
there.
Squirt thing, but like the tall one. Those things are hella cool.
Yeah, I think
they're hella vicious too, bro. Poodles are actually hella vicious.
They're hella like dominant. Like,
yeah,
like,
they'll fucking eat.
German Shepherds are up there too.
Yeah,
like top five.
Yeah.
Stuff.
And then poodles. Think, who made poodles? French.
French.
The French. I feel like
French.
Luxury dogs.
And then I think last, so we got Border Collie, standard poodle. And then I think probably last would be, like, it's, like, a tie between, like, a Great Dane and also, like a English Bulldog.
I hella forgot to throw in a lab in there because a lab is...
Oh, you're hella right, dude. Labs are fucking cool. Like a chocolate lab.
Like Lucas?
Like Lucas. Lucas is...
They would, I always wanted to breed Laika with golden retriever. Just because they look sick, I think. Because I looked at these babies, these puppies.
Look at that wood.
Disrespect.
Nigga.
You hit the wood twice last time and said you had a headache.
I
but,
do.
But I wanted a breeder with a golden retriever. But these guys tell me it's dumb. Well, now I know because if I breed her with a real King Shepherd, she goes for a lot. But
yeah,
it's
five
technically
bands.
A mutt if you do it with a golden retriever, but... I think they look so
but
nice.
But honestly, like, the golden retriever with her hair, like, it'd be super, like...
It'd be wet.
Yeah, I get where you're going at with that. It's like, with her hair, like,
should
a
right here or what?
Rod like that.
Should I go to your room?
Yeah, you go to my room if you want. But, yeah, you can pee right here, I guess. Yeah,
what about your parents?
They're not here?
I'm just go to your room.
All right.
That's awkward.
But, yeah. Also, I was reading about these, what are those big cats called? Lynx or something? Like?
Oh, like, yeah.
They,
yeah,
breed,
yeah,
they
lynx.
Breed them with regular cats, and that's how they get those strange patterns. Like, you know how, like, what rich people have? Those weird cats that are hella long and, like...
Hella big.
They look like leopard print and shit. It's because they breed them with, like, big cats. And, And some at some point they're legal here. You could only have like a third generation, so that means like a cat mixed with a big cat, and then that big mix mixed with a regular cat, and then that
mixed with another mix.
That's the legal cat here, but before that, it's kind of illegal to have.
Dude, could you imagine having like a fucking like a 3 foot cat just fucking walking around, like, or probably like 2 foot?
Yeah, you seen like those videos with the people with the huge ass like big cats that be like fucking Leica size. Like
that'd be fucking something, dude. And for those listening right now, like, Leica is a full-grown king shepherd.
Yeah.
And she's a good girl, big girl. But as a cat, holy shit. Like, a cat this big is probably, like, that's threatening. You know, you see that and you're like, okay, that's... I should keep my distance a little bit. Leica over here is just a little love bug, you know. Come here, girl. She likes me to throw the toy. She likes little chest rubs. That's what she does. That's funny. You know, I've been down this way hella times. My buddy lives in the corner right there.
Oh, yeah. I think he was telling me that he knows some guy that lives right there.
Yeah. One of my friends lived there. And I've been over here. I probably parked in front of your house, like, numerous amount of times.
That's so funny.
And I'm just like, do small world, you know.
Yeah, that's what he told me. He was like, oh, I think my buddy lives here. Last time he came.
It's my dude Tyler over there.
We
play Among Us.
Oh yeah, you play?
Yeah, I just built a PC, dude. And fucking I forgot the Wi-Fi chip.
Uh-huh.
I spent hella money building this fucking PC, and I'm a little, like, emotional about it, because I did it on Friday, and I got all the parts on Friday, built the whole thing, and it works great, and it, like, looks dope, and then when I was trying to connect to Windows to update it, it was like, oh, you don't have Wi-Fi, and I was like, fuck, there's a Wi-Fi chip that goes there, and I forgot to order that, and I was like,
well, you have to just be straight Ethernet cord?
Yeah, I mean, either that... But, I mean, I don't have a fucking Ethernet cord. And secondarily, like, I don't want to run it through my house.
Yeah.
Like,
it's hella far from where you're at.
Yeah. So I just ordered another one. But 2 days ago, I got so psyched up about my computer.
Wasn't it say... So you only play Among Us on the... I'd be playing mostly on my phone. But
yeah. Honestly, Among Us on the computer is pretty lit. Because you can have, like, Discord on there. And you can, like,
talk
to people.
Yeah.
And then every time, like, you die, you just turn off your mic. And it adds like a whole different like thing to the game, because like
you can hear their voice and kind of
but like nobody says like, oh, I died, or oh shit, it's just like mic turned off, and then like slowly you realize like, wait, this guy died, and then you like you check who's live and you're like, wait, this guy's fucking still alive but he's not saying shit. It's fucking dope.
Yeah, kind of typing takes forever on my phone when I try to type, like they're trying to blame me. I'm like, whoa,
I can't type fast enough. Yeah, you know, like,
and even the computer, I could type way faster. Like,
yeah, I've been playing computer games for a long time. Like, I'm so fucking quick on the keyboard. Like, all the times you're talking shit, people, and you're just like, you gotta be the first person to output something. And you're just like, little bitch, you ain't shit. You fucking suck dick. Like, they only said one thing because like they suck at typing.
What's your top three computer games? Or games in general.
As of right now, I play, like, a lot of RuneScape, and I play a lot of...
RuneScape?
Yeah.
My friends are hella into it. I never got into it. They're hella into it.
Dude, it's one of those games, like, I honestly... It's addicting. It's one of those games where, like...
Have you collected a lot of monkey nuts?
Yeah.
They always talk about that shit.
The monkey nuts?
Monkey nuts.
The monkey bones and monkey nuts.
You got... Waiting there the whole time, or what?
Nah.
What?
No? You got some monkey nuts?
Yeah, monkey nuts? How many monkey nuts do you have?
What is that?
I got about 1,000 monkey nuts.
RuneScape, League of Legends, and then, honestly, War Thunder. War Thunder's pretty lit.
It's like you're a real computer guy, huh? Because my friends there, I never really play on the computer, I just play on my PS4 or whatever. But
yeah.
They love those games, too.
Yeah, honestly, like, once you, like, kind of get into it.
Yeah, League, a little they bit, love League, yeah.
League of Legends is one of those games that's like, fuck, bro, like, you either make some best friends and, like, the adversity that you face and shit, or you fucking ruin friendships.
It's hella funny. My friends be like hella juice, like, oh, look at this League fucking thing I did. Like, no, like, this fucking move I did, and I'm just looking, it's just hella chaos. I'm like, what's going on?
That looks cool.
Like, yeah, I'm like, oh, what? He like, you didn't see me throw that boomerang behind the stick.
Like, I don't even know who's who, bro.
Yeah, like, I was like, so who are, what?
Yeah, like, what are you doing? Like, why? Who are these little people?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Yeah, I play, like...
They be trying to show me all their highlights, though. I'd be like, yeah, which dude, one are you? Yeah, like, who are you?
No, dude, I feel that tough. Like, you know, when you play League of Legends, like, it's a 5v5, and it's, like, each like, little channel or, like, lane that you're in, it's, like, it's another person that you're facing. So, like, when you do something, like, incredible and you kill them, it's, like... Such a big flex.
Because League of Legends is hard, right? It's a hard game.
It's pretty hard. Yeah. Because, like, honestly, a lot of it has to go with, like, knowing the game.
You got Among Us downloaded yet on your phone?
Among Us?
You don't got Among Us?
Come on, bro. The game?
Come on, bro.
I know. Why would I want to play that?
Because it's all fun.
I've been hearing that.
Jose's not a real video game guy.
Not really.
I was trying to play with him last time that he had a PlayStation.
Getting a PS5, though.
I'm getting rid of my Xbox, man.
Yeah.
Fuck consoles now.
Yeah. Here's all the way.
PC, like, fuck all y'all.
I've been playing a lot of Warzone, too.
Oh, Warzone's pretty cool.
I'm gonna get the new PS5. Says it again. No.
I'm trying to get that shit, too. It's gonna be taxed at first. I'm gonna wait. Maybe around Christmas, maybe. Yeah, I like Warzone because it brought, like, my friends that like Call of Duty back playing. Because a lot of my friends didn't want to play Fortnite or anything.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Other shit like that. And because it's, like, it's hella different compared to Call of Duty. But all my friends that used to play Call of Duty now are, like, hella playing Warzone.
Did you play Apex at all?
Yeah, I played Apex. Like, my friends didn't like Apex either.
What?
They, like, I thought the characters were weird or whatever. But Warzone, for some reason, loves it.
I don't like Warzone as much. So I feel like it's...
You like Apex more?
Apex is shit. Like, if you're not playing Apex, it's probably because you suck.
But yeah, I was into Apex.
Apex is shit. I played it, like, probably way too much, like...
I mostly be the... What's the girl with the portals?
Wraith.
I'd be Wraith, and then, I would play a lot with the fucking... Samoan nigga, or whatever he was.
Gibraltar.
Yeah. Just because they gave me a rare-ass skin right off the bat for him.
Yeah.
So I would just play him just because I had the rare skin.
Hey, fuck it, this guy's dope. Yeah, I play a lot of the girl that does the smoke, Bangalore.
Oh, yeah.
She just, like, pops the smoke, and also the dude that, like, scans through walls. Uh-huh. Bloodhound.
Yeah, Bloodhound's wrong.
Bloodhound's fucking dope.
You don't know about games, huh, Jose? You kind of feeling like we need a...
I need sleep. I'm all tired.
Yeah, this fool went to bed at, like, 7, 6.
Yeah, that's what I was telling you. I'm surprised you're even over here.
Yeah.
It was a rough night.
Yeah.
Just a lot of alcohol, some mushrooms, a little bit of coke.
Probably did like 6 grams of cocaine last night. I ain't gonna lie.
It was a cocaine
I
party?
I didn't come for the first time. Like,
it was a cocaine party, yeah. Just think of it just busting down either an ass amount of fucking coke, bro. I was like, are you serious? What's on?
So whose party was this?
I was like this.
My mom's.
Is your mom's? Yeah. She be getting down? She be throwing parties?
Yeah. And they bought an Airbnb in Aptos. Uh-huh. Just nigga sliding.
Yeah, I was gonna tell
you. Are you from over here, or you're like Santa Cruz, or?
I'm from over here.
Yeah, he's Santa Cruz boy.
Yeah, Santa Cruz. I was just wondering because they got to be Airbnb in that place.
No, that's cool though.
Was the Airbnb sick? Was it lit?
I mean, it could have been cooler, but it was right across from the beach. So like that was cool. Big, like
that was a part of it.
So you just to walk across the street. You're on the beach.
And this lame didn't want to go, huh?
I did. I was there first.
Anyway.
Yeah, I was.
You just said
I was
didn't
there.
Go.
I was there way before you. Oh, you mean to the beach? Oh yeah, never mind. Yeah.
Yeah, I went to the beach.
I meant to the party.
Oh, to the party? You went there early? That's like going to a party early, huh? You don't know nobody?
I knew some people. I got there at like 12.
why
broad you daylight. Faces, though? Broad daylight, 12 o'clock. Made it.
Did you start drinking, though?
Kind of, but not really.
Get it.
Then I started drinking when the sun went down.
But you're not a drinker.
I was drinking last night.
What were you guys drinking on?
Jack and cocaine and
Jack.
A lot of beers.
Some honey Jack or just regular Jack?
The
just
reg.
Regular Jack.
Or the gentleman.
It was a gallon.
God,
mamas.
Did anybody have costumes? Did you guys have costumes? Or?
I didn't. Other people did though, yeah.
You see my Foos Gone Wild costume?
She was all funny.
What are we on time?
Like 30 minutes. Honestly, I'm dumb tired. Like 30 minutes.
That's it.